Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Anchored Ascension Podcast. I'm your host, Marisa, and today's episode is going to be all about the higher self and the many forms it can take on and the connection with it and why it's so important. So I actually started offering higher self counseling, which is a new modality blended with all of the practices that I've trained in along my journey. And I find it can be so healing when we are in a space of receptivity with our higher guidance, the most authentic version of ourselves coming forward and bringing through messages, those vibrational medicines, the clarity in our, on our next direction forward. I found that like when I am listening to this guidance, I am more settled in my heart space. I am more aligned and tuned in with the groundedness that my body feels. I'm more present with my reality. I am more capable to be in connection with others. I feel confident in what I'm sharing and the messages that are coming forward. I'm more resonant to those who are like-minded and the soul connections. And this authenticity helps me release anyone or anything that isn't. I notice the disconnects more. So I notice when it just doesn't feel right or it just doesn't flow and it feels forced. Recently, I had to walk away from teaching yoga. It wasn't like the studio, it wasn't the class or the students, but it was me about freeing myself from something that just didn't feel good anymore. I love doing yoga. I love doing yoga every damn day. I love taking a yoga class, but teaching it, meh. And I had to move out of my ego's way that kept saying, but you went to school for this. You placed a part of your identity to this. You are supposed to be this. Movement is medicine projector. And I'm like, but am I supposed to be teaching it? Because every time I did, I would leave feeling empty or unfulfilled. Grateful for my students and how much they really enjoyed the class, but I could not give my all if I wasn't fully involved or in it. And that release, that pressure alone that I needed to be that needed to happen. And I needed to forgive myself in that moment because that was a decision that was very led by my higher self's guidance. It was hard for my human to understand, to sit back and say, oh, that was causing more stress than less. I've found that like when clients come to me and want to be more connected with their higher self, they're truly saying, I want to know myself more. I want to know who I am at my core. I want to know why I chose this and how I can begin to choose this without placing more pressure or tension on myself. This is where the soul consciousness comes in and starts showing up in the body sensations. The soul talking through the body saying, we want to be more active and we want to be in community. We want deeper relationships. But when you go and do those things, when you go and meet those people, the body carries its own consciousness and you begin to feel that disconnect or the separation split of the self in those moments. You learn that, not to trust your intuition because at one time you were that little girl who went off and played at the park with strangers or other children and your parent yelled at you for leaving them or talking to people you don't know yet. You were the child who spilled something or said something because of how you felt in the moment and got scolded instead of understanding that mistakes are made, things are said, feelings are felt. So perfectionism landed within your system or fear of being seen for something dropping or breaking in front of people or you saying the wrong thing will happen. You get it? So when we have a connection with our higher self, we trust what we have to say and we honor it. We live with it and buy it. We don't abandon it or betray it. We stick with it. We say this is sourced in intention and purity. This is my God-given gift and I'm sharing it. We say I am listening to the repeated signs and messages that are coming in more clearly because I have done the work and I can't deny them. I know they come from a place of higher intelligence and sovereignty. I know they come from a place of love and compassion. And so this is the higher self counseling space that I have set up for us to be in. And so you can find this offering on my website. It is an ancient New Earth counseling session that allows you to connect and drop into the heart space where you will begin to create a deeper relationship with self, others, and your life's purpose. This is a space where modalities are woven together and rapid transformation happens. Through communication with the higher self, a sense of freedom and liberation and perspective is birthed, and you begin to remember who you really are. You start to create change and choices that are in alignment and merge you with your higher timelines. You begin to feel this sense of your mission, and you are able to listen more in depth as your energy is more attuned to the subtle whispers. If you are looking for a session of illumination, this is for you. Before each session, I tune into your field and use my gift of clairaudience to hear any guidance, clarity, or soul medicine for healing. I read each energy center chakra intuitively. I ask your higher self for any direction, paths we need to explore. And each of these sessions is spirit-led and tailored to what your soul is in need of presently. It's followed by your soul's blueprint. And then I also shield and protect your energy and bring forth any guardians of light or any loved ones that are wanting to show up for this session. You can find this on my website at www.marisasagecoaching.com. And if you have any questions, please reach out to marisasagehealing@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys and love to answer any questions you may have before you go ahead and sign up for this. Who is this session for? So this is for someone who is on the spiritual awaken path already or walking your ascension journey. You identify as a starseed, a light worker, a grid worker, an earth angel or warrior, a highly sensitive soul, an old soul, or if you're just seeking to know more about who you really are underneath it all and why you came here. Really, truly, the seekers, the mystics. If traditional talk therapy counseling isn't doing it for you, you feel like, you know, they don't see you or they can't relate with you or connect with you and what you're going through or growing through, you're ready to feel like someone who gets it, right? Who sees you, who feels you, what you are energetically, spiritually, and physically going through, that this session is for you. You are ready for channel guidance from within and your higher knowing instead of, you know, by the book reference. This session is for you. If you are ready to like feel and be seen for you and what you are experiencing within your body, within the connection that you have with your soul and your spirit, if you have been, you know, experiencing depression or anxiety and you are sick of hearing the fear or the worry or the Google searching, right? All of those ways that bring in and fuel more fear and more worry, then this session is for you. And we can actually do one session that's 60 minutes, or I do have a group of sessions, that a package that you can purchase as well. So if this sounds like something for you, please reach out. Again, you can email or send a message through the website. Love to hear from you guys and take lots of care.